KO4PXB. How's it going, Chad?
Hey, Lloyd, how are you? You sitting on the great parking lot today?
I guess since you put it that way, I might be. So I do need to take another way than 85 into Greenville?
Into Greenville now, and the navigation showing it's all blocked up, so we headed down 29. It's moving pretty good.
Appreciate it. That's the same thing I'll do. Then I'll get on 29 to 14 and take the back way by the airport.
Well, what's been going on with you? You've been having a good Thanksgiving?
Sir, definitely had a great Thanksgiving and enjoyed the 4 days off with the, and just definitely had a good relaxing time. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good time, I guess. I'm still recovering. I don't know, man. It's just I got a little age on me. It's just all that just wears me out for some reason. You don't do a whole lot. It's just, just wears you down.
I think you said a few days ago what year you were born, and I'm older than you are, Chad.
You got to consider the mileage there, bud. That's just that's some rough mileage in there.
That's definitely true. I understand that.
That's a mileage too, right?
We're not kidding.
Wife and son's in here laughing, yeah, that is the definition of road hard, put up wet, right there.
We're road hard, put away, wet in a Humvee.
What are you doing? You headed home?
Crossing over Howard Street right now, and somewhere in this area that it always gets a little bit scratchy. But yeah, I'm definitely heading to the house.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I need to move off frequency for a second. Let me duck on out. Nice talking to you, Lloyd. Be safe, and I'll talk at you later.
Sir, it's KO4PXB Mobile.
KO4PXB KB4CBA. How you doing, Lloyd?
Yep, I'm doing good. Didn't have any major issues on a Monday after being off 4 days, so that's always good.
Imagine some jobs that the work could really back up on you after 4 days.
The only issue that I've had this morning was when I got in there, is one of the hard drives is failing on the server, so I had to get a new quote for it so we can get a new hard drive coming in. On the servers, I always keep extra spare hard drives, but just on this one, I don't have a 900 gig drive with that type of speed.
I don't know a whole lot about servers, but other than you gotta have them. Oh, me. Well, I'm on my way to play some tennis. No surprise there.
Hi, sorry to disturb you guys. This is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, Mark, and Belton. And I have a very precocious, bright eighth grader in here who I'm just showing him ham radio for the first time. His name is Cade, and I wonder if you'd allow me to allow him to say hello to you. Over.
I'm already disturbed, but yeah. Yeah, go ahead and let her talk.
It's a young man. And he's a very talented musician, and he came to our house for a music lesson today. His name is Cade, and I'll just have him say hello.
Hi, how are you?
That was Cade. He's, as I said, a very very talented young man. And my name is Mark, and I'm in Belton. And, gentlemen, I will not interrupt your discussion further, but I'm trying to persuade him that I'm not making this up. This is not a fairy tale, that this is a real repeater-based transmission, and the repeater is on the top of Caesar's head. So if you want to say anything to Cade, and then I'll definitely get out of your way. So I'll say 73, and back to you. This is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor in Belton. The name is Mark. Over.
Fine business, and Lloyd's in here, too. But Cade, I would encourage you to learn more about amateur radio, and you're certainly old enough to started in it, that's for sure, and understand some of the stuff that's going on there. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Definitely so, Cave. I definitely encourage you to look, enjoy the ham radio. You'll always learn a lot, and you'll also, keep up with the music. If you enjoy it, definitely keep up with it. It'll never let you down, and it's a good way to relax. And when if you use that as a means of relaxing.
And four, is that okay?
Is that okay? And thanks very much, Lloyd. Appreciate that. Oh, those words of encouragement to Cade. N4 ZLK, Shane. I don't know if you've been listening to us here. This is AF4LV, and been introducing Cade Key, a very talented young man here who came for a music lesson to the house today. He's in the eighth grade and is a saxophone player and also a pianist and also singing in the adult choir. He plays in the high school band as well as the middle school band here in Belton. And if you have any words of encouragement for Cade, I'd really love to hear them. And Shane, thanks for breaking in there. N4ZLK, AF4LV, over.
Dave and Lloyd, excuse me just a minute for breaking in. I wanted to say hello to Mark and Cade. And Cade, I heard Mark say, your teacher there, say that he wanted to prove this was real. I will tell you how real this is. In fact, I'm going to tell you how old your teacher is, because I took piano lessons from him over 30 years ago. That's how old he is. He's a great instructor, and I didn't take private lessons. I was in a classroom setting. But he's a very good teacher, a great piano player, and I just had to make a little pick at him just a little bit. But keep working at the piano. I wish I'd not given up on it and put more time into it. I still play around on it a little bit today, but I'm not as proficient as I'd like to be. But anyway, Mark, good to hear you. And you and Cade have a good day. And Lloyd and Dave, thanks for letting me break. And I just wanted to say that. AF4LV in the group.
Well, thank you so much. That was, appreciate the commercial there. Anybody want to take piano lessons? So just seriously, you were a great student, but I've enjoyed even more knowing you since our college days, even though I had great respect for you and appreciated you as a student then. And thanks again for breaking in. I'm going to say 73 to all of you, and thanks again. This has been a real delight for me, and I think it has been informative and interesting and helpful to Cade. So thanks to all, and I'll be signing with the other two fellows, Lloyd, and the other gentleman. I've forgotten your name. I'm so sorry. And also with Shane, N4ZLK. This is 73 to all of you. AF4LV will be clear.
Fine business, and Mark, and I'm a musician as well. I was a music major in college, and have my master's degree. And so anyway, in voice, I was a voice major, but I play some instruments too. But 73s, and Lloyd, I'm going to have to jump out here just a minute. I got to pick up a pizza, and I'll be right back.
Hi, it's ours, KO4PXB, mobile on 85.
4ZLK.
How are you?
Not to let me break in there. I just wanted to pick at Mark a little bit. Traffic busy on 85 today?
KO4NUE mentioned that there was pretty heavy traffic than he was going into Greenville. So I just looked on the SCDOT, and I turned my GPS on, and it says it's clear all the way up to Highway 14, which I get off anyway, so it's not backed up that far yet.
I hope you have a good trip home. Hope you had a good day at work, and I trust you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yep, Thanksgiving was good, like I said, and it did not have any major issues after it coming back from 4 days off. Only, how it said, had one server with a hard drive that's showing predictive failure. But like I said, it's still up and running at this point in time, and we'll definitely get a new hard drive here sent real quick.
Always good to come back to work and find things are still working like they're supposed to be. I'm glad you had a good weekend. And I guess Dave's picking up some pizza. I was going to say hello to him, too, and thank you for letting me break in there.
You're most welcome. Yeah, as a server manager, if everything just breaks down altogether, I definitely do not have a enjoyable weekend or even the scheduled time off.
If something had happened, would you have had to go back into work this weekend to take care of that?
Yeah, I would have definitely had to go back into work and get that resolved, and then they would not be happy because then it's, you know, the holiday pay, so it would definitely have been an expensive repair.
And I'm sure that they would have that factored into the budget, though, knowing things can go wrong. I would hope they would have that factored into the budget.
Yes, we definitely factor that situations in for overtime for the on a person's budget, and we account for having extra hard drives, power supplies, and just different things on hand. Well, that way, we know for a fact that things just break, and if you don't have extra items on hand, you'll be down until the supply chain can get you a new one, which is never good.
It's not, is it? But even with all that, there's still a lot of shipping out there. It's crazy how many trucks and just up and down the road all the time, all day long, all night long.
KB4 CPA.
KO4 NUE.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Shane. How you doing, bud?
Bar, Dave, thanks for letting me break in there. Go ahead, N4ZLK.
I'll get my monkey. She's over here in the vehicle with me. She'd give me that look.
I got on the net the other night to her when she was calling it, but I figured I'd just let it drop. I didn't want to bring it up too much.
Good man. All right, I'm gonna step back, Dave. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just had to throw that in there.
I'm just being tortured by this pizza sitting in the floorboard here. I'm going to wait till I get destinated before I start eating.
And change gears and steer at the same time, isn't it, Dave?
Just think, I used to have a cigarette in one hand and some beef jerky in the other, so I drive with my knees.
Stupid stuff like that. Go ahead, Lloyd, N4ZLK.
Definitely driving in that kind of situation takes talent to do so, and luck.
Stupidity than anything, because this was in a 63 Chevrolet. That was years ago, and it didn't have rack and pinion steering. So when you wanted to make a turn, you had to turn the steering wheel two or three times around just to make a turn. It's not like these cars we have now. This car has electric steering.
Started at UPS. We didn't have any power steering vehicles at all, the package cars. I'm not sure about the tractors. They probably weren't either. But we'd get stuck in a cul-de-sac, and you'd have to do a 5 or 6 point turn just to get out of a cul-de-sac.
Back in the 50s, I know, they used to have these knobs clamped to the steering wheel so that they could turn you know, turn the wheel because they didn't have power steering back then. And, you know, it was hard turning that wheel.
If the vehicle was moving at all, it made it a lot easier. But if you got stuck where you were trying to turn the wheel just to get going, that was definitely a chore. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yeah, we used the, when we had the military vehicles that had the rough steering like that, we'd put the little knobs on it too, and definitely made it easier to turn.
Outlawed now.
But they're not necessary. Even the big trucks turn like small cars nowadays. You can almost turn the wheels one-handed.
But they're not outlawed for, or banned for, handicapped people, are they?
Probably so. I remember when I used to play Little League, I was, I guess I was about 11, 12 years old, and one of the moms that gave me a ride, she couldn't use her right foot very well, and they had a special gas pedal made that went all the way across to the welded a rod to the gas pedal and ran it all the way across to the left, and she used her left foot for the gas and the brake.
Okay, I know there's a lot of modifications they can do. People come up with some ingenious ways of modifying things like that. But I'm gonna let you go, guys. I'm not far, and paying attention to traffic. It's getting heavier here, and I get ready for work. KO4 PXP and KB4 CBA N4 ZLK. Hope you have a great day.
KO4 NUE.
Shane, and be careful out there, KB4 CBA.
4ZEW, monitoring.
04 PXB. One good thing that I'm working 2 weeks, and then I'm off till the rest of the year, so it won't be too bad working 2 weeks and off another 2 weeks.
Well, I think I'm just going to take the whole month of December off.
Do that. Just take the rest of the year. Next year, too.
Next year, too.
About less than 10 years, I'll be able to do the same thing.
Who else do we have in here?
KO4NUE, KO4RYP.
For ZEW.
For PXB.
I'm going to use a southern term here. I'm affixing to turn into the parking lot here, so I'm going to sign and get off the thing and inhale this pizza before 5:30. Oh, man, they could play some tennis. How about that? Y'all have a good one. Be careful out there driving around, and watch out for the crazy people, especially that guy in the dark blue Mustang. He'll run you over every time. KB4 CBA clear.
KO4 NUE.
Hopefully you don't have that situation like we used to do in the military, when we would have mainly some of the guests of the pasta with the head in the sauce that had a lot of grease in it, and we would definitely, you know, as they called it, reproduce some chili mac, which was definitely not the good end of it. It was actually just, but that was always funny when the drill sergeants and the army people would holler around when people were throwing up like that.
About some of the stuff from a guy that was in the Marine Corps, and he was telling me about some of the food. Oh, me. I guess I missed that chapter in my life, and I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but anyway, that's the way it turned out. 73 is again. Once again, KB4CBA clear.
Oh, Chad, KO4NUE will remember his days coming out of the gas chamber, just, you know, blowing, getting the sinuses cleared out, which was very common and extended for that day.
We got this a little bit more than a sinus cleanage. I don't think I've ever seen that much snot before.
Through the day and time frame that I did, that they didn't use camphor, they used the real CS.
Exactly. He lined me up against the wall, and he said, "What's your name, rank, serial number?" And I said it, and he said, "Now take your mask off." And I just stood there. He said, "Take your mask off, Private." I said, "I just stood there. I wasn't going to do it." And he ripped that thing off my face. And he said, "I'm going to stay right here till you breathe in deep." So I eventually just had to take a deep breath. And, you know, initially it didn't hurt. But, boy, it didn't take long. And I just would have done just about anything to get out of that room.
As did we all. And the best, the also thing about that is you went in there as a group, you left as a group. So if you had somebody holding their breath, then all the other people had to stay in there and continue breathing that in while you were, you know, while that person was waiting around.
Now how the Blue Falcons are real quick.
Yep. Like I said, they also had you holding your steel pot in your hand, and they were telling you, "Don't puke in your hat. Don't puke in your helmet." That was definitely not something that's could be avoided.
I found a videotape. We had a video crew come through when I went through basic and filmed it. And you could, you know, at the end of the cycle, if you made it, you could, you know, you could buy the videotape. So I bought the videotape, and I ran across it the other day. I don't have anything to play it anymore because it's VHS, but I'd like to watch it again.
You might be able to take it to a place that they can convert that VHS to a CD for you.
Off the media wise, I thought about that. I got some other stuff I need to have converted to, but I just was looking at it and was thinking I'd like to. See, I think it's 45 minutes long. It filmed, you know, your company. So it was worth the $45, I guess. I paid for it. But anyway, Lord, let me duck on out of here. I'm in traffic. I need to pay attention to what I'm doing. So 73's Bud, I'll talk to you later. I need to clear on out. KO4NUE, KO4RYP, clear.
KO4 is off with you, Romeo.